B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Yesterday, T.I. made a revelation that just... it ruined the rest of Pebbles' day yesterday, and she hasn't been herself this morning.
Pebbles is so angry.
because of T.I. being a concerned father. You know,
Is that what you're going to call it?
He really cares about his
daughter.
I wouldn't
side on him on this. I really wouldn't if I were you. You might want to separate yourself from his comments.
Hey, I wouldn't do it, but if that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do. He's a concerned father to the point. Where he gives his daughter a ride to the gynecologist yearly, and then he walks inside with her.
I cannot breathe.
And then he asks the gynecologist to check her hymen to make sure she's still a virgin.
What?
He's a helicopter dad.
Yeah, where do we start here? Because, I mean, is he doing the same for his sons?
I don't know how you can check that for your son.
You can't, but I'm just saying, is he as concerned for his sons having sex as he is for his daughters?
Let's start with, do you even have conversations with your daughter about this? Like, so your thing... Oh, God.
Yeah, Pebbles, get it together, get it together, get it.
Honestly, I don't know how to get it together because I'm so upset and frustrated. Like, I just think about the damage that he is doing to this girl. Like, it's horrible. And he's going to consider himself a good parent.
So what do you picture? You just picture him dragging her, being like, we got a gyno appointment.
It does not matter. Like, I'm sitting here thinking if this were me in this daughter's position, like, I can't even imagine I'm already messed up from a lot of things that have happened. I'm telling you, the therapy that is needed to process something like this, I don't understand it. I don't understand why he thinks that is okay for him to do.
It's a violation, period. You are completely violating this girl and probably giving her nightmares. And for anybody out there who's like, oh, she's probably not that bothered by it. Well, she's gone out and she's liked a lot of tweets that have been saying it's possessive, it's this, it's that. So she's not happy about it. And probably a good reason why she's not happy about it is because he's talking about it. Which, by the way, the conversation has been edited because it originally aired in a podcast that Miguel's wife does.
Mm-hmm.
And when you listen to it, everyone's like, it starts at the 44-minute mark. And I listened to it, and there was a big chunk that was edited out. And I guarantee you that was it, because you don't even hear it anymore.
Oh, really?
So they
really
took it out because they knew there was all this backlash from it. And a lot of people were giving them backlash because they were laughing about the conversation. So it's been edited out.
This girl is not your property. She's your daughter.
What
She's
do you
your daughter. And I suggest you have a good... you have a relationship with her, and you talk to her, and... Her body is her body. And even, let's just go further. Like, that, you know, is not even an indicator of...
Right, correct.
I mean, oh my God.
And what
God.
Happens if, say, 1 year he does take her and they're like, oh yeah, she has had sex.
Right,
now
then what are you
going
to do?
Right. Now what?
Then he starts asking her about it? I don't know. It's he's being a helicopter.
This is such a trash take, like, on parenthood. I cannot get over this.
He's so nervous about her, you know, in her sexual years right now that he just doesn't.
So this is what you do?
He doesn't know how to deal with it. So he takes
Jesus.
Her.
Jesus. And where is.
This is his form of
Tiny
bonding with
in
her.
This? Where is
That's
Tiny in this? Honestly. Because has she said anything? I haven't seen anything.
Not that we know of.
Because I've seen so many women that are like, if my daughter's father did this or even talked about doing this, I would have knocked his head off.
If Tiny was doing that, would it have made a difference?
Yes. Yes.
If Tiny was the one that was bringing her and saying check her and stuff?
Yes.
That wouldn't be as big
How
of a deal?
How about you talk to her? Like, I don't understand what... how are you the gatekeeper over a child? Yes, it's wrong. Let me just say, yes, it's wrong. Yes, it's wrong. I feel for this girl. I am heartbroken for this girl.
This is Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
So my whole thing is, it's like, dad's in the life. Dad's taking care of responsibilities. I really don't see the problem with it.
Dad's
I don't necessarily
taking,
agree
what is he
with
taking
him.
Care of?
the same thing that mom should be taking care of by taking his daughter to the appointment.
But that's not what this is. This isn't about let's check on your health. This is about, like, trying to control her sexuality.
It's not even, it's, all right, you can say it's control, but yes, it's more on, all right, if mom did go, and then she came home and told dad what happened, what's the difference? Dad still knows.
This, it's not about knowledge. It's not the way that he's talking about it. No, it's
but again,
more.
He's talking about it, again. He's talking about this on social media because this is the era in the world that we live in these days. If
wow,
this was 20 years ago.
Wow,
we didn't have social media, and mom told dad this is what happened at the gyno appointment. Dad's still going to know. You don't think dad's going to bring it to the daughter's attention?
You don't see the difference. You don't see the difference between what you said.
I do see the difference. No, I have three kids.
Really? Okay. And?
Yes.
And what does that mean?
That means that mom is going to take care of certain things, and if mom brings things to my attention that I don't like, I am going to bring it to my daughter's attention. You're right.
Yeah, and I hope you have this attitude that you have right now, because that's not productive.
How is it not productive?
Because you're like,
taking care of my kids.
Oh my God.
Eric, how nervous are you? How old are your daughters?
Wow.
My daughters?
Yeah.
9 and 3.
How nervous are you about when they get old? I get, there's so many things that I'm going to pass off to the mother because I
literally
don't know.
My daughter is mixed with black and white. My daughter has blue eyes. I am very nervous for my daughter to get old.
What does that mean?
That my daughter is very beautiful at a young age. So I know when she gets older, she's going to be even more beautiful. And again, I'm going to be there the whole way from the day that she was born to the day that she dies. I'm going to be there. Like, so I need to know everything that happens with my kids. Everything.
But that's not the point. Knowing everything that's going on with your kids is not the point here. T.I. is out there talking on a podcast about his daughters having sex. Like, and
trying to control what she, her controlling about what she does.
This is Susie. Thank you, Eric, by the way, for the call. Susie, go ahead.
So, I was 10 years old, fourth grade, Madonna Like a Virgin came out. I didn't know what the word meant. Started asking kids at school. Principal calls my mom. My mom brings me to the doctor to verify that I was not having sex. Mortified.
At 10 years old?
At 10 years old. She had asked me. I said, no. I didn't even know what the word meant. I was 10.
Yeah.
And,
It's your mom panicking. I mean, I gotta understand that. You're like, you panicking. You're like, oh my God, she's asking about being a virgin and she doesn't know what to do.
Like, I really wish somebody would call that was in my head that could like sort out my feelings, because I don't feel like I'm properly saying what needs to be said, and I'm having a really hard time because I'm so mortified, horrified. Like, I don't even know how to say this. I just feel like, this attitude that T.I. has is so destructive, and about, you know, this man trying to control this young girl's, you know, life in that way. It's horrifying.
Well, we're getting a lot of messages from people that are asking about HIPAA laws and, like, that he's not allowed to go to these appointments.
Tell them to be quiet. They're not lawyers.
No. A lot of people are saying that. So I'm curious about, because I know she's 18 now. But I'm wondering if that was different when she was under 18, if he was allowed to be able to go in with her and stuff like that. So, and by the way, a lot of people are calling Eric stupid, our first caller.
Well, look,
a lot of people.
You know, clearly T.I.'s panicking as a parent. Like, when my daughter's, for all that stuff, I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to let a female talk to him about certain female stuff because I don't know. And then you let me know where I can come in and fill in the blanks where they need to be filled. I mean, Lira, what's your way of
my whole thing is, like, you try to raise them and have conversations with them to the point where you trust that they'll make the best decisions that, you know, they need to make when they get of age.
Yes.
And
okay, maybe Leroy's the one in Pebble's head now.
And then, like, I have a daughter, and I hope that our relationship is in a way that she feels free to come to me and talk to me about that type of stuff.
She would?
Absolutely.
Think about sex? Like,
yeah.
If she's having sex, she'll tell
her. Right. I think she will.
Interesting.
And you know what? And can I just say, this does not start when your daughter turns, you know, 13 or whatever age you think that is. This starts when your daughter is a child, a baby, and you talk to them about things and you let them know that they can tell you things without you going to the extreme that T.I. is going. Like, It really is about developing that relationship with them early.
Yeah, maybe he didn't develop that with her, so that's why
probably
right now
what
he's panicking.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.